We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, and I still have got the Maritime Museum in here, Patty Montgomery Reiner, Captain Bob Harnish, who is the commander of the fleet and captain of the Friends Goodwill, and I have Ashley Deming in here also. And this time for this segment, and there's a lot to cover, but we want to talk about on-water experiences and education kind of on the same one. But to bring you into this, Captain Commander Bob, what about your on-water experience? Tell me a bit about your fleet and kind of that would I didn't know you had a fleet. I knew there's a couple boats, but didn't know there was a fleet.
We do have a fleet of historic vessels or historic replica vessels here at the Michigan Maritime Museum. We offer a very unique on-water experience, unlike most museums that a person could visit. We have, of course, our replica tall ship, Friends Goodwill, which is the replica of an 1810 merchant ship that we do take guests out on. We do have a volunteer sail training program for Friends Goodwill. We can talk about that in a little bit. We also have the U.S. Coast Guard motor lifeboat 36460. It is the actual motor lifeboat that was in the Disney film The Finest Hours. It's on a donation loan to us. The Finest Hours replicates the Coast Guard's most heroic small boat rescue. The 36500 went out into the Atlantic Ocean and rescued a number of people, 32 in fact, from a freighter that had broken in half.
Right.
We also have the Maritime as our 1929 Chris Craft Cadet. We offer romps out on Lake Michigan or the Black River on Maritime. It's a great classic ride out there. We have the Bernita, a 1921 R-class racing sloop. It won the inaugural Port Huron to Mackinac Island race in 1927.
Yeah. So I'm going to say, the history is great, but then again, I mean, when you talk about events and stuff like that, it makes me kind of forget it's a museum because of all the other things that you've got going on. So now we're talking more history, so bringing it back. That's really cool that we have that kind of history, maritime history, that is brought right in here for, you know, our locals and for our tourists to come and visit. What a cool thing.
Yeah, absolutely right. And we do have the Lindy Lou. It is a replica electric river launch back in 1900. Where the museum currently sits and where Jensen Fish Properties are, there is a amusement. There was a roller coaster. There was a carousel, all sorts of fun things. Most of all, the resorts were up the Black River. And in order for the guests to get to the resorts, they would come across the old bridge, hop on a river launch, and be transported via water taxi up the Black River. So to replicate that time in South Haven's history, the Maritime District, we built a electric river launch, the Lindy Lou, and it's docked at us, and we can take you up the Black River for a great experience.
Very cool. And I know that museums typically use a lot of volunteers to help with things around the museum, but being that this is kind of a water museum also, do you guys have volunteers on the water also?
We do have volunteers that help us on the water. We have training programs for any of the membership or persons in the community or region that want to join us for an on-water experience. If you would like to be a crew on the Coast Guard boat, get a hold of us, and we do have training sessions in the spring and in the summer. We also have a basic seamanship training for the tall ship Friends Goodwill.
Really?
So we have a number of opportunities, and we have maintenance. We do maintenance. We have work sessions in our Padnos boat shed throughout the whole winter, usually Wednesdays through Saturdays. You can come on in, lend a hand, do some scraping, do some painting, and enjoy the company of like-minded individuals who are interested and who enjoy the Great Lakes maritime heritage.
And when we talked about education also, why is maritime and water education so important?
You know, one of the things that we found out, and I'll turn this over to Ashley in just a second, is we have kids in this region, even in our immediate region, South Haven, they've never been to the lake. So we give an opportunity to get people out on the water, to get kids that great experience. And Ashley, you can kind of expound on that.
It's definitely about getting kids out on the water. That's such a great experience. We have so many kids that are maybe coming from places like inner city Kalamazoo that haven't even seen the lake, let alone been on it. The importance of the fresh water for us and our lakes and rivers here in Michigan, I don't think we can stress how important fresh water is. Yeah. Really across the globe, water really connects us all. So we might be separated by land, but we are connected by water, and that's true absolutely everywhere. So it would be doing a disservice to education to not talk about water and people's connection to it. We yeah. need it for survival and have done since the beginning of time. So there's a lot that we can provide with just, you know, Michigan's history alone, but just again, that connection to water between people and water, which is really what maritime means.
You know, it's almost like a living museum at that point. You know, when you bring in the fleet, what caught my ear was when you said, if you want to go out on the lake for a romp, that would like make me afraid. I've been on the Lindy Lou and I loved it. That is more my speed. And what's so fun about that is the history of South Haven with the tourism that came, that, you know, they'd come over on the big ship across the lake and then go to their resorts. And I have to tell you, when I have guests and we see the Friends Goodwill, that is, everybody takes a picture of that because it's magnificent.
You know, you're talking about water and maritime, and people hear that name. But let's say you're somebody who is afraid of the water or whatever. There's still a lot to do. I mean, there's a lot to do. I had a young man in one of my programs once. They were going out, and he goes, "Oh, they're going out on it? I thought we were just going to see it. I'm not going." But there was so much for him to do that wasn't on the boat. I mean, this is huge. You talk about a facility and building a facility, but you guys are actually expanding into a campus. So there's so many things we could talk about, but hit it.
Yeah, we would be here all day. I could wax poetical about the museum, but you're right, Teresa. We are a campus, and we have multiple buildings. We have multiple exhibits. Right now, we have our main museum building, as Patty mentioned, is in the old Consumers Visitor Center, which is the building that we're going to be, with the campaign, rebuilding into something bigger and better and much more exciting for a lot of exhibit options. But some of our permanent exhibits that we have right now are, as Pat knows, our working boat shed. So there's a lot of living history going on in there. You can see the crew in period dress. They might be making baggy wrinkles or learning how to splice lines. So there's a lot of things going on in there. We have a United States Coast Guard and Life Saving Service exhibit that is in our Van Ort Boathouse with four wooden historic vessels from the United States Coast Guard. So we do a lot of education programming with that. And of course, commercial fishing. We have Evelyn S., which is our 1939 commercial gillnet fish tug. And that couples with a lot of the Jensen things that we have going on and will have in the future for some future exhibits there. So there's a lot on land. We're going to be expanding a lot to have more involved in those exhibits. And it's just a great opportunity for education in a lot of different areas of maritime history.
Well, that is a very good teaser into our next segment to talk a little bit more about the exhibit, special events that you do, hours and contact info and all that. So we want to make sure that everybody knows how to get a hold of you if needed after this. But we'll be back for one more after that. And I certainly appreciate you guys being here. We'll be back with Patty, Bob, and Ashley. My notes got put far away and my glasses aren't working as we speak. So we'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.